Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us here on Press TV's Top 5. And now a new book has revealed the U.S. president allegedly demanded the assassination of the Syrian leader after a 2017 chemical attack that the West blamed on Damascus. According to this book by famed Watergate reporter, Donald Trump's demand was ignored by Secretary of State James Mattis. And Bob Woodward writes that Mattis decided to order an airstrike on Syria instead. The book describes how Trump's aides worked together to prevent his impulsive decisions from destroying the global order and sparking military conflicts. Woodward says the chaos under Trump's presidency amounts to an, quote, administrative coup d'etat and a nervous breakdown of the executive branch. White House has been quick to dismiss the book as nothing but fabricated stories. Joining us now is Mr. Gordon Duff, senior editor at Veterans Today, joining us out of Ohio. Hello, Mr. Duff. Pleasure to have you back in the program, sir. Another shocking book about the U.S. president. We haven't seen one good book about him. There are three or four bad ones, though. Your thoughts on the slated one? Is it fabricated? Is what the White House saying? Or do you believe that Donald Trump is Donald Trump being portrayed in these books?
Well, there's no fabrication. This is Bob Woodward has solid sources. And the source in this case has been a very angry Secretary of Defense General Mattis. There are two statements that Trump is quoted by Woodward and Mattis in this case as having made. And Mattis isn't denying this. This is Secretary of Defense Mattis is still standing by his statements to Bob Woodward. One is that Trump had ordered the assassination of Syrian President Assad. And he said, kill him, let's kill him. And then his next statement, Trump's next statement was, kill them all. This is a quote, Donald Trump, according to Mattis. And this is what was published by Bob Woodward. There's another version of the story that comes out from Secretary Mattis. And that Trump said, nuke them all. Now, the issues are several here. One, of course, there are additional quotes from top officials within the White House calling Trump unhinged, calling the White House the bust of crazy town. Mattis, who is the serving Secretary of Defense, says that Trump has the intellect of a fifth grader. I personally feel he's overrated at that. But the other issue is this. It's being brought out that Trump's presidential orders and documents are being stolen, destroyed, covered up, because he has ordered bombings, assassinations, even nuclear attacks, and his staff simply picks up the paperwork, and this is what's in Woodward's book, picks up the paperwork and destroys it. Two issues there constitutionally. One is, according to our more recent provisions of chain of command, a president can and should be relieved of office as soon as his behavior reaches this level. And Mattis was required to initiate the protocols that are set forward to relieve Trump of command. And Trump needs to be relieved. And Mattis failed in his duties to do this. And the other one, of course, is that simply by treating him as a lunatic and the White House as an asylum, leaves America not only in a constitutional crisis, but in a total failure of governance as well.
And what if James Mattis would have carried that out? I mean, shouldn't that be of concern for a sitting president not to consult anybody in his chamber and just decide, you know, unilaterally kill a world leader?
Well, it was more than this. Ordering the death of a world leader is enough to cost a president his office. It's a felony. It's specifically denied in American law. It simply can't be done. His suggestion along with this was an attack on Syria. Now, some sources allege that that Trump had ordered a nuclear attack on Syria. And Trump has openly talked about this before, mind you. He said that he loves nuclear weapons. He wants to use nuclear weapons. Now, there's one more issue here where the intelligence came from that led to this assassination order and this additional attack, nuclear or not, but attack on Syria. And we saw an attack on Syria. And the information that Trump had didn't come from a briefing from the CIA, didn't come from a briefing from Congress, a briefing from the Defense Department. He read it on Facebook.
Unbelievable. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Gordon Duff. We're out of time. Senior editor at Veterans Choice, some provocative stuff. Thank you for joining us out of Ohio.